Can't be an Oberlin without hearing music or talking about music. And we have with us Kathy Strauss with the Oberlin Conservatory joining us. Hello.
Morning, guys.
Great. I'm looking up things about the conservatory. 150 years, is that true?
Yeah, it was our birthday this year.
And what kind of things did you do for to celebrate that birthday?
Well, the conservatory did several key things. One of them was a big tour to Chicago. We took 120 students on the road and spent several days in Chicago. They did a concert at Chicago's Orchestra Hall, where they played Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. We brought an alum back. Her name is Marcy Stonikis, who is a fabulous mezzo-soprano, and she sang Strauss's four last songs. We had 1,500 folks there at that concert. It was a tremendous event. And then we also had the Contemporary Music Ensemble do two concerts, and they performed a world premiere, which was remarkable, with a student soprano, Olivia Bowen. Great performance. And that work was written by Jesse Jones, and he's going to be a new composition faculty member coming up in the next academic year. So we're thrilled to welcome Jesse Jones to the Oberlin faculty. And then we also sent our student ensembles out into community outreach programs. So they went and they played for children, I think, ages elementary through high school, and also at a community arts school. So we sent them out in small breakout groups, and it was a very inspiring few days there in Chicago. We packed a lot in.
You mentioned the world premiere. That must be a little bit daunting for somebody to say, now you are part of this world premiere of this piece.
Yeah, they get to establish the first performance history of it. So forevermore, Olivia Bowen and the Contemporary Music Ensemble led by Tim Weiss will be on that piece as the premiering partner. It's great.
How is the Oberlin Conservatory viewed outside Ohio, Oberlin? Obviously you took this somewhere. What kind of feedback, or what do you know of what the view of the world is,
Yeah, Oberlin is considered in like the top three conservatories in the United States. So everybody hears of Juilliard, and there's Curtis, and we're right up there. And the breadth and depth of our programming here, the number of programs that we offer, so everything from historical performance, which includes like Baroque music on instruments that you don't necessarily see that frequently, but there is a terrific legacy of our historic performance, Baroque Performance Institute, sending folks into Northeast Ohio. We have Les Delay, which is a wonderful small ensemble led by Deborah Nagy, and then Apollo's Fire, which is the Cleveland Baroque Orchestra that your audiences may have heard of, and they have regular series in Northeast Ohio, and these are the professionals that have graduated from our programs. And then all the way up through jazz, so the classical music, or what we're calling concert music, because you know, when you think of classical music, you think of things like Mozart, Beethoven, Brahms, but concert music is much broader than that now. Fusion with world musics and the languages that contemporary writers are using borrow from many different genres. So it's a lot more than classical.
Right.
And so concert sounds more descriptive.
Well, you mentioned jazz, and I was reading the Oberlin Alumni Magazine, and somebody wrote a little article basically talking about how the time he was there, jazz was not at some point considered as much as sometimes classical was. And it's interesting how even over those 150 years, sort of the music that's appreciated sort of has expanded.
Oh, it evolves with people's tastes, and jazz is America's classical music. Europe recognized that in the 20s when they started borrowing it. You know, Ravel and several composers over in Europe were fascinated by what was happening with the music that was evolving here in the United States. And jazz now has a very long history. It's like 100 years old. It's certainly something that requires a lot of study. There's a long performance history of it. There are many different veins in jazz. So it definitely is worthy of a conservatory's emphasis and study.
You have the building here now, too.
Yeah, and we have a fabulous building, the Cole Building, which was built and dedicated in 2010.
One of my more favorite jazz CDs goes back to the mid-1950s, Dave Brubeck.
Of course, Jazz at Oberlin.
Here, right, and recorded by the student radio station.
Yeah.
It's terrific. What a great recording when you think about the time and, you know, done by the students.
Yeah. Well,
you have a music label now, right?
We do. We have Oberlin Music, which because the Cole building has this terrific recording facility. It was at the time in 2010 when it was built, was considered state of the art. Now we just call it superior because electronics evolve, but it's a wonderful recording studio. It's tricked out with all the greatest stuff. And we do recordings in there. We also record in some of our other venues, Warner Concert Hall specifically, when we do really large orchestral works. But these recordings feature our faculty, our students, our alumni, and we have, I think, close to 15 CDs out now. It was launched in 2008 with a jazz CD by our jazz faculty called Beauty Surrounds Us, and we now have several offerings from the Contemporary Music Ensemble, from our orchestra, from our faculty, chamber music, solo works, and you can find it on our website, oberlin.edu/con.
What's coming up for the conservatory? What programs do you have, things you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. We have a wonderful slate of summer events. And the thing that I would love to talk with you about real quickly is that the Cooper competition this year features piano. And we're going to have our finals at Severance on July 22nd. It's a Friday night, and it's part of the Summers at Severance series this year, which we're very excited about, our alliance with the Cleveland Orchestra. And so that's probably the key piece of our summer programming, the thing that folks from all over should come here. These are phenom pianists, 30 of them representing 9 countries from the ages of 13 to 18, and we give away a $20,000 first prize plus full scholarship to Oberlin Conservatory for 4 years. So it's an extraordinary program and alternates between piano and violin, and we're excited to welcome the pianists this summer. And then once we hit September, we're off and running to the Artist Recital Series, and our series has just been announced. We're going to have 6 concerts, as well as the annual Marilyn Horn Master Classes. But the 6 concerts range from jazz, featuring Eddie Daniels on jazz clarinet, with going to bring 3 of his buddies in for an evening of jazz quartet music, and I think that is opening on September 17th. That's a Saturday night. Then we have some chamber music, the St. Lawrence String Quartet and the Zuckerman Piano Trio. Those 2 folks will be in. We'll also have a Baroque orchestra, one of Canada's premier Baroque orchestras called Tafel Musique. And they're going to do a multimedia program of Bach called the Circle of Creation. And they play the entire show from memory, and it has projections and video images, text on a screen. And so this is where the old fuses with the new.
It's like a performance art, in a sense, using all those technology or whatever.
So that's something we're really looking forward to, because I think that's unique. We'll also have a pianist, Richard Good, who will do an all Beethoven program. 5 different piano sonatas featuring Beethoven's early, middle, and late periods, so you get to hear the whole range of his thought process over the course of his career.
When something like that's put together, is that the artist creating this and you're saying, we'd like you to come do it here, or is there other discussions of, like you to come, and then they decide what they want to perform and do?
Most of the time we are seeking the artist, and we want the artist to bring the program that they feel they want to play for this audience. We actually have a really sophisticated audience, as you can imagine, with on the campus of a college with a conservatory affiliated, and then Kendall at Oberlin, where many retired members of our faculty now live and graduates. And so there's this built-in audience here that's quite knowledgeable, and we do let our artists know that so that they can bring things that are, that run the range. They can be heady, they can be just soulful, they can be just beautiful. It's exciting, multimedia. It's a very open audience. People bring contemporary music, but they're not afraid to come down and do an all Beethoven program too, which seems like just having a piece of steak on your plate.
All right.
But Beethoven, there's so much to mine, because he had 3 eras and a long career to draw from.
I was looking at some of the other things about the conservatory, and this is sort of part of the, I guess, pitch to students, and it says, talking about how many performance rooms or practice rooms, and it says here, 150 plus practice rooms, almost all with windows.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a key. You would like to have a little bit of the outside in a practice room, something like that, as opposed to just like what would feel like a closet to some.
Absolutely. And that does distinguish Oberlin from all of our peers. A lot of times practice rooms are, you know, almost built in as units within a building, and so you'll have, you know, practice rooms facing practice rooms, or they're underground, mostly for soundproofing purposes. But yeah, it feels like you're a vampire. And I know that when I was looking for a music school, I graduated from Oberlin Conservatory in 1984, cello performance, and when I was looking at all the music schools, I was completely in love from the moment I saw those practice rooms. Like, I get to see outside, I'm here.
Remember yesterday when it was raining, I talked about the weather, how it affects the instruments. He goes, sometimes it increases your mood or goes with the playing.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about that, too, just to see a little daylight even while you're practicing, because you're in there quite a long time.
Oh, hours.
So you want to feel as there's still a connection to the,
yeah,
the, yeah, time of day. What?
And to understand how much time is passing, like the sun has just moved across that far. Okay, I need to go do something else now. Right.
Well, that shows that there was a lot of planning in those practice rooms and giving space to those practice rooms that might be, at some point, other people think that's used for a better purpose. But obviously practice is important.
Absolutely. And I think it's important that, you know, these are artists. We have artists here, artists teaching, young artists, artists in training. And you can't only live inside your head. You have to, you're influenced by your world. And that's when art connects to your audience, too.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and sharing. If people want to find out some more about the series coming up or other programs, where's a good place for them to get the details?
Oh, yeah. We have so much information on oberlin.edu/con, C-O-N. And our series for the Artist Recital series is, I think, the top article right now. We put it up there yesterday.
I did see some of that, which is always interesting. Kathy Strauss with the Oberlin Conservatory, thank you for coming in and sharing all the details this morning. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
For having me.